This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated, laid the foundation stone and dedicated development projects worth more than 33,700 crore rupees related to power, road, rail, oil and gas, education and housing at Mohabbatta in Bilaspur district of Chhattisgarh. Addressing a public meeting on this occasion, the Prime Minister said that a new era of permanent peace is being seen in the Naxal-affected areas of Chhattisgarh. He said that roads, electricity and mobile network, along with health and other facilities, are being provided in the remote tribal areas of the state. In recent years, many schools have been reopened in Naxal-affected areas. Mr. Modi said that the fate of Chhattisgarh is changing. The Prime Minister said that the Dharti Ab Janajati Utkarsh Abhiyan has been started for the development of tribal areas.
Chhattisgarh ki sthiti tezi se badal rahi hai. Jab Sukma jile ke ek swasthya kendra ko rashtriya gunavatta praman patra milta hai to naya vishwas jagta hai. Jab kai saalon baad Dantewada mein phir se swasthya kendra shuru hota hai naya vishwas jagta hai. ऐसे ही प्रयासों के कारण नक्सल प्रभावित क्षेत्रों में स्थायी शांति का नया दौर नजर आ रहा है.
During the program, gray privilege of 3 lakh beneficiaries of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen was held. The Prime Minister handed over the keys of houses of 3 lakh beneficiaries of this scheme. On this occasion, the Prime Minister flagged off the MEMU train service on the Abhanpur-Raipur rail section. 50 Maoists surrendered today in Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district. Out of these, 13 Maoists had a reward of 68 lakh rupees declared on their heads. It is for the first time that such a large number of Maoists surrendered together in the state. Bijapur district Superintendent of Police Jitendra Kumar Yadav said that those who surrendered include Maoists of the level of militia commanders and deputy commanders active in the Maoist PLGA battalion and other companies. The surrendered Maoists were given a cheque of 25,000 rupees each as an incentive under the state government's rehabilitation policy. Meanwhile, Union Home Minister Amit Shah today expressed happiness over the surrender of 50 naxalized in Bijapur, Chhattisgarh and welcomed them to the mainstream. He reaffirmed the government's commitment to eradicating naxalism, stating that after 31st of March 2026, it will become history in the country. The Ministry of Home Affairs, MHA, today extended the Armed Forces Special Powers Act, AFSPA, in 8 districts and 21 police stations across the 5 other districts in Nagaland for another 6 months starting from April 1, 2025. According to the notification, the MHA stated that AFSPA will continue to be in force in the districts of Dimapur, Neoland, Dume Kedima, Mon, Kefire, Noklak, Pek and Peren. The notification stated that the decision was made following a review of the law and order situation in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the challenge of textile waste, saying that it has become a major cause of worry for the entire world. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi expressed concern over a finding that only less than 1% of textile waste is recycled into new clothes. He said India is the third country in the world where the maximum textile waste is generated. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, arrested a key accused today in connection with the illegal trafficking of a victim to the United States who was deported back to India earlier this month. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended their greetings on the eve of Eid ul-Fitr to all citizens, especially to the Muslim community living in India and abroad. In IPL, chasing the target of 183 runs, Chennai Super Kings were 42 for 1 in 6 overs against Rajasthan Royals in Barsapara Cricket Stadium, Guwahati, where reports last came in. Earlier, Chennai Super Kings won the toss and opted to bowl. Batting first, Rajasthan Royals made 182 in the stipulated 20 overs for the loss of 9 wickets. And that's the end of this news bulletin.